Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. I'm Dallas County News Director Brandon Shanahan, and on today's program we get to catch up with Perry Police Chief Eric Vaughn.
So let's just get started with this. Beggars Night this weekend throughout all of Dallas County pretty much. What should parents have in mind, and what should people be on the lookout for as far as kiddos trick-or-treating this year?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, usually, you know, they have the spectacular the Chamber puts on down at on 2nd Street, and that'll be happening. I believe that runs from 4 to 6. So that's kind of a great event because the streets are blocked off. It's a little safer for the kiddos to be out and about. But then at 6 o'clock, the regular Beggars Night begins in the neighborhood areas of Perry. So just for a suggestion, I guess, make sure your kids are going out with an adult. Make sure that they're have a mask or some type of covering so they can see well. Sometimes some of those masks tend to block some of our vision, and we don't want that happening. We want to be able to see pretty well because not always the cars are seeing those little kiddos, although they ought to be taking extra cautions during those time. If you can have some type of bright colored costume, hey, that's great. You can also buy reflectors, reflective strips or something like that to put on your costume. So if lights do hit it, you know, they obviously reflect and they can be seen a little better. The other good thing would be to carry some type of flashlight, and either yourself or your kiddos carry it. So not only can you see going down the sidewalk, but that'll also help you be seen by vehicles also.
And now you had mentioned the drivers out and about needing to take extra caution. Can I ask you a little bit more about that and what drivers specifically should be looking out for? And you know, obviously caution in neighborhoods is always a priority, but with these higher stakes.
Yeah, absolutely. So more than any other time, I hate to say, but you know, we've got a lot of kids out and about, and they're just not. Sometimes they're more in tune to, you know, getting the candy at the next house than they are for maybe crossing the street at the intersection or maybe even looking out for vehicles. So we need to make sure that as a driver, if you don't need to be out, hey, don't be out at that time. But if you're out driving about, make sure your headlights and everything are in working order. Make sure that you're just taking extra time to watch out for those kids. Even in the middle of the street and at the intersections especially.
And now once the trick-or-treating is over with and kiddos get home and they have a bag full of candy that they're ready to dive into, I've heard a lot about parents needing to be checking through that candy, but can you educate them a little bit just on what they should be looking out for and what are some of the things that they should be having on the radar?
Yeah. Well, we just want to make sure that you kind of go through that candy, make sure it's all safe, make sure it's like factory packaged. That's probably the best way to go, especially with COVID concerns right now. That's the best thing to do. If there's anything that's partially opened or anything that looks suspicious, you know, make sure that you either discard that before your kids dive in there, or you know, if something looks like it's been tampered with, you know, definitely bring it to our attention. But that generally is kind of an urban legend that there was a widespread tampering of Halloween candy. But yeah, it's always a good idea to check and make sure everything's safe before your kids go diving in there to start feasting on their goodies. So
another thing I wanted to talk about last week, Teen Driver Safety Week, always a good topic to talk about and to remind our listeners about. So can you kind of just educate me a little bit on the kind of conversations parents should be having with their kids as they get behind the wheel?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things with kids, especially new drivers, make sure they're wearing their seatbelt. You know, the kids are always cautious kind of what they're doing, but they're not really because they are a new driver, they're so in tune just to what they're doing, and sometimes they don't pay attention to what those other drivers are doing. So make sure that they're buckled up for their safety in case they do get into a collision. But they need to make sure that they're watching out for other drivers and anticipating what they maybe do, whether they're, you know, trying to cut through an intersection in front of them or something like that. But best thing to do for a young driver, probably start with driving either alone or with a parent, so you don't have those additional distractions. You know, don't have your headphones on. You know, try make sure that we're not using any type of phone or any device like that while texting or anything like that. And just try to limit those distractions, because it does take so much effort, especially for new drivers, to kind of get a feel for driving and gain some of that experience. So we want to limit those distractions as much as possible, I think, early on. Then I think sometimes, you know, just after a couple of months, those new drivers get a little overconfident. So don't get kind of suckered down that path and become overconfident of your driving skills too, because, you know, it takes a long time and a lot of experience out there on the road to become a really good and proficient driver.
Awesome. Well, as always, I appreciate you taking the time and speaking with us today. Is there anything that I forgot to mention or anything that you think that our listeners should have on their mind about this time of year?
You know, I mean, I think we covered a lot of things. You know, the farmers have gotten out in the fields pretty early this year, but there's still a lot of work left to be done. So be aware of the tractors and the farm implements out there. Make sure you give them a lot of room, a little extra room, because there are some big tractors and big combines out there. So make sure to give them a little extra room and just be cautious, especially late at night again, because most of those tractors have lights now, but when it starts to get dark, they may not be fully illuminated. So just be aware that they're out there and they're moving about.
And that was our conversation with Perry Police Chief Eric Vaughn. This has been the Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.